Yeah, this is kind of what it feels like these days, Jason Kanz.
It does.
The
it
Twilight does. Zone sometimes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just is a different world, a different time, a different age, a different era.
So. It is. Yeah. You know, it was nice when the Twilight Zone, I mean, that was before my time, but I would watch episodes, but it would be kind of restricted to the just the time of the show when we knew it was fake. But here we are now, and it's not. So
it's crazy. It's a crazy time.
It is.
You know, I posted something. There's something that you've talked about. I would not forget about the Crab Fest and moving on from the book Connecting, so be ready with that. But okay. I did share something yesterday that I thought was, you know, we're both Dan White fans. I'd gone to the Caneo Center, and he had a big us and a fence and them and hashtag love over fear. And he said only 8% of the population thinks in terms of both and. Divergent things can be true where multiple neural pathways, you're a neuropsychologist, allow for the tension of various perspectives to be maintained rather than being eliminated. We, capital letters, do not have to live in us versus them, good versus evil, in versus out, or us versus against us. We could use more than 8% of the population. We really need more disruptors to the polar opposites. What's your reaction to that?
You know, I think that's a good idea. For me, the challenge always is, how does one stand against things that are bad or evil, but still really trying to understand this idea of broad reconciliation, right? The idea that we are all human, we've all been created in the image of God. You know, and for me, some of it often comes down to, hey, this does not define what it looks like to be human. This is not who we are. And, you know, sometimes I get pushback from people that are like, yes, this is who we are. And I'm like, okay, but how do we live with the reality that we can aspire to something better, something more holy, something more whole? And, yeah, it's a challenge, but
that's a good
Dan White is right.
That's a good comment because four people have liked it, but one, which is not a whole bunch at all, but, I mean, a guy named Glenn, who I haven't seen in a while, Glenn, be good to see you, but he's basically like, he says, oh, I'll have to read that, and then points out some things he thinks are very wrong, and he just sort of, you know, his point is, I can't fathom, you know, not being against this.
Sure. Yeah, and I feel that. But again, I think we have to drill deeper, right? We have to drill down to our common humanity. And
for those who want biblical evidence, and I've said this before, Ephesians 6 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, okay? And spiritual forces in the heavenly realms, and as I think it's 2 Timothy 2, gently instruct those who oppose you that, you know, God may grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge, setting them free from Satan who's taken them captive to do his will. So I'm just a couple of passages, but I think the idea is, you know, we have more in common than different, but there are a lot of different ideas, and every day seems to take me back to Stephen Covey, and I know there's been other examples of this. Is that a picture of a beautiful young woman or an old hag? And, you know, and there's different perspectives, and both people come down adamant on both sides saying it's my view is the only view. So
right. Yes. And I definitely know I'm at risk for that. And so it pushes back to asking questions. I often this idea of, is it possible I'm wrong? Not is it possible are other people wrong? We assume that. But the question is it possible I'm wrong? And if so, reveal that to me so I can see where my thinking should be reformed or shaped, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, there you go. I wish we had more than 5 minutes a day, but that's what we got. So Romans 12:13, we'll save Larry for tomorrow.
Sure, and that says, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality.
And in your letters to Beloved, you have just a short paragraph. You say, be generous toward others with your time, ability, and financial resources. If you cling too tightly to these things, they will shackle your soul. Instead, use them for love.
Yeah, I mean, it comes back to love, right? How do we care for the people around us, care for our neighbors, really press into other-centeredness?
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. Have a good day. Snow on the way tomorrow. All right. Well, I forgot Duncan. We got CCM artist birthdays yesterday, and I somehow blanked it out. I had the new March sheet here and everything. But Duncan Phillips of the Newsboys, maybe one of the best-known drummers in all of CCM, maybe the best-known, I think. I remember when they were here for One Fest, I want to say 2019. Duncan Phillips is 61 as of yesterday, and Stacy Orico also. I've got her age, too. She is 39 today. 16 before 7 o'clock, a special treat. our music director, and so much more, Greg Stewart. Good
morning.
Hey,
good morning. Good morning.
Hey, you're
happy
a
rainy Tuesday.
Men's Day today.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a man. I went 1 for 5
okay.
last night or yesterday afternoon.
Okay, well, and it looks
so I got
like
to do better than that.
The hoop, I don't know, is it just me or it looks like it's back to its normal height now?
I don't know. No, it looks like it's the same
it's
height.
It's still taller, huh?
We went up just a little bit this year because we've all grown, you know. We're all a lot taller.
I think my bones have been settling. I think I'm shrinking.
Oh, we're so much taller.
Okay, well, we are going to be men to shovel out of this snow we're going to get.
Yeah, right? I heard it's gone from a watch to a warning here.
Right? You're on top of things, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, we got a lot of bow hunters out there, and if the person listening is not a big bow hunting fan, I mean, you may have somebody who is, and today's all three times we're shooting, we got a two-day, $25 shooting range gift card for Moldy's Archery and Tackle, so that's a great prize.
Yeah, even if you're not a hunter, you can still do that. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. So, again, we've got that prize, and we do have some one anonymous pleasure, right?
Yep, one anonymous. I just heard, and that's $20 per make.
Okay. Very good. $20 per make. And so we'd be glad to get, thank you to Anonymous, but we'd glad to get some more in on the mix at 715-396-1670. Easiest way is to just text us there at 396-1670.
Yep.
Greg, did you just want to make an appeal to your friends or family?
Please, friends, if you love me. No, we appreciate the support of the ministry. We're just trying to have a fun time raising money for a very good cause, outstanding shows that you sponsor throughout the day and the evenings and on the weekends, and all kinds of variety of shows are on the air because you care and you share. And so, yeah.
Well,
so
guess what? Good news, because Brian says $6 per make and $4 per miss.
Okay.
And also, we're hearing from Todd in Rice Lake.
Thank he you,
says
Todd.
$10 for each made shot this morning.
Oh, man, the pressure's on now.
And Linda in Chippewa Falls, a flat pledge of $20.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
She
appreciate it.
Completely took the pressure
off. Oh, that's
up.
Terrific. Thank you.
All right, before well, let's get the music going here. And again, Greg Stewart about ready to shoot here on Guy's Day. We've got a terrific two-day, $24 shooting range gift card for Moldy's Archery and Tackle that somebody's going to go away with. And again, Brian, $6 per make, $4 per miss. Todd in Rice Lake, thanks, Todd. $10 for each made shot by Greg this morning, who we're working Greg hard. He shot yesterday on the drive and today, the early morning shift. His goal is to shoot on all the shifts, and he reaches his goals usually. And also, Linda in Chippewa Falls says, well, flat $20. So thank you for Linda. All right, we're ready to go, Greg. And again, even, all right, here we go. First one. Up, and he got it. He's perfecting that touch. He's matched yesterday. The next one is, a little too strong. A little too much Wheaties. 1 for 2. Next one. It should have gone. That was unkind. All we've done for this. Oh, man, I'm feeling for you.
Come on.
So good. Oh, man. All right. The soft touch, he hit the front part of the plastic rim, and it went in. So 2 for 5 after the 1 for 5 yesterday. You know, I got to say, shooting in practice today, I was just saying, flick of the wrist. But when the red light's on, it's just a different thing. We're going to get Greg's post-shooting analysis here.
Well, I doubled up on my on my makes.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I'm improving. Let's put it that way.
You
yesterday,
are.
1 for 5. Today, 2 for 5.
Absolutely. And
and I really should have had one of those. I had an unkind rim.
No, that was so unkind.
Yeah.
I was here to
I want to replay that one.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So, all right, Greg, hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Marco.
We're going to do it again this morning, right on 8:45 or so. Another guest shooter. And congratulations to Todd in Rice Lake. He goes away with the...
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, everybody who gave. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. The $24 shooting range gift card from Moldy's. Congratulations, Todd.
We are the Schwartzky Smoke Player. We have Cabin Beaver.
Warning. Cabin Fever detected.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia here in the Wib Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. The number to call in live on the air. And your chance to win. Oh, what a prize do we have for you. How about 2 tickets to see Ren Collective at the Pablo Center Saturday evening, March 22nd, 7 p.m. The Pablo in Eau Claire, a great venue and a great band. Eli Gabel, who's coming to One Fest this summer. He's opening up for Rend Collective, but again, it's their folk tour. You're going to hear some brand new music, maybe songs you've never heard before, along with all the familiar favorites. Get those tickets, by the way, WWIB.com under the events tab. But we're going to give someone a chance to go with a guest on our dime. Two tickets to see Rend Collective March 22nd in Eau Claire. If you can be the first to solve this live on the air, 715-723-2555. Here's this week's Tuesday trivia question. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties.
Hmm.
What is it? In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. What household item was it? 715-723-2555. Or is it, I guess. But yeah, in the past, people thought, hey, yeah, you can take this, make you feel better. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win two tickets to Rend Collective Saturday, March 22nd at the Pablo in Eau Claire.
I think it's Tammy from Wausau to bat leadoff. Hi, Tammy. Is it Tammy?
Okay, it's the dial tone from an unnamed location.
I'm sorry. I must have done something. Probably my mistake. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Randy from Stanley. And I'm going to guess that garlic is the household item.
Garlic.
Is
okay.
It garlic?
Yeah. Could that be it, Randy? That's not.
Not it. But sorry. I think garlic, again, is quite good for you.
715-396-1670 here on WWIB.
In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. What is it for two tickets to see Rend Collective? On Saturday, March 22nd.
No, we have great prizes along the way, but I mean, two concert tickets for a group like Rend Collective at the Pablo in 18 days on a Saturday night. This is a great prize.
And a lot of great seats left. So please, again, don't miss out on this opportunity. You will be blessed. I mean, just absolutely, you will be. So don't miss out on a chance to see this concert.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Race Lake.
All right, Courtney.
Is it whiskey?
Is it whiskey?
That's interesting. All right.
But did that have medicinal properties? Yeah. People used to think, hey, yeah, that's going to help.
Now that I think of it, yeah, people. But that's not it.
Thank you, Courtney. Call us back. 715-723-2555. In the past, what household item was believed to have medicinal properties?
Our first two medicinal items were whiskey and what did Randy say?
Garlic.
Okay. So something strong, apparently.
I guess so, yeah.
All right, 396-1670. Anybody else with thoughts? People are kind of maybe grocery shopping before the storm here.
Everybody's stocking up on their bread and their milk. Morning.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get me some toilet paper. How long are we going to be stuck in here?
715-723-2555. If you have a guess, again, a chance for two Rend Collective tickets Saturday, March 22nd.
All right, tell you what, we're going to push it back until after 8:15. Hearing from some others, Brian and Oliva says he'll take Casting Crowns in our song tournament. And also Jenny and Chippewa Falls, the Newsboys. Hey, thank you. We reached 16. It took some work. I think some sweat on our brow, but you guys are willing to step up. And that should be a solid tournament. I'll tell you, 16 really strong artists.
It's 2J Trivia.
It is, right here on the Whip Wake Up Show.
And your chance to win once again, two tickets to see Rend Collective Saturday, March 22nd, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Now, we're urging you, don't wait around and just say, oh, man, maybe I'll win these, so I'm not going to buy them yet. Make sure you get your tickets as soon as possible, WWIB.com under the events tab. And if you win these, then you can just bless someone else with them. But here's the question at 715-723-2555 that we haven't solved yet. And I think this actually is the last chance right now on a Tuesday because Hope and Hoops is coming up after 8:45.
Right.
So
yeah.
This is your shot. Otherwise, it moves to Win It Wednesday. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. What are we talking about? In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. What could it be? 715-723-2555 for two tickets to see Rend Collective at the Pablo in Eau Claire, Saturday, March 22nd.
We got some people who think they know at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Brian from Oliva.
Hi, Brian.
What do you think?
Well, we had to take castor oil.
Castor oil.
My wife did that before giving birth to our youngest. So could that be what we're looking for here this morning? Not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks.
715-723-2555. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. What could it be?
We've had a lot of good guesses.
Indeed,
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Connor.
Hey, Jack. Good to hear from you.
What do you think?
I think it's licorice.
You think it's licorice? Black or red?
Black or red licorice, Jack?
Black.
Okay. Black either way, it's not licorice. Yeah. I was just curious.
Sorry, Jack.
But choke down the black licorice, and it's like, oh, man. But it is for good health.
Because usually medicine doesn't taste that good.
Right?
Historically, the cough
medicine. Spoonful of sugar helps it go down.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Ryan. I'm calling from Menominee.
All right, what Ryan? Do you think?
Oregano.
Oregano. Good on pizza.
A lot of different theories. Could that be it? Mm. Sorry.
In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. We want to send someone with a guest to see Wren Collective March 22nd in Eau Claire.
Beth is in our CCM tournament. Is that who's on the line here?
Yes, it is. It's Beth Deitch from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth. Who did you get into the tournament?
Matthew West.
Matthew West. Very good. What's your guess here in the contest?
Vinegar.
Vinegar.
Yeah, just straight up vinegar. I use apple cider vinegar when I got voice issues. Could that be it? Sorry.
Nope.
In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. Lots of great guesses, but we haven't solved it yet.
All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lucy from Hawkins.
Hi.
Hi, Lucy. What do you think?
I think it's houseplants.
Is it houseplants? Having medicinal properties, having houseplants, as long as you can keep them alive.
Could that be it with the green thumb? Sorry.
Thank you, Lucy. Two more guesses. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties.
Huh. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
Okay.
Hey, Beth.
What was it again?
Cod liver oil.
So we've had castor oil guests. Could it be cod liver oil? All these things, it's like, just spoon it down.
Could that be it? Sorry.
I'm glad that I haven't had to take that.
I know. Oh, one more try here this morning until Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tempson from Osseo. Is it uranium?
Is it uranium?
Huh. Wow. I've heard it all now. This is like we're into the an alternative medicine store.
I don't have any around my house, I will say. But is that what it is? Is it uranium?
It's not.
No, but good to hear from Osseo. So Win It Wednesday starts at 7:15 tomorrow. If we don't get a winner then, we'll come up with a clue for after 7:45 to give you and a guest a chance to go for free to see Wren Collective Saturday, March 22nd at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
All right. Well, Terry Stewart is in studio with us this morning. And Terry? Our guest shooter, our general manager, and your brother Greg went 2 for 5 earlier. So you're going to hopefully match or top that, huh?
Well, I haven't practiced for quite a while.
Yeah.
See, this hoop, I believe, came from your garage or barn, Terry. But, if you don't get out and play on it every day, the rim can be unkind.
Years ago, it was actually Greg's son, Jordan, who had it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what can we do with this thing up here?
Yeah.
And so we took it off the loft and then brought it down, cleaned it up, and then we also have a basketball hoop for our grandkids that's in our yard all the time. So they typically love to pretend that they're 6 feet tall like you and your brother, and they like to slam dunk and hang on. So I always have to replace the net on the bottom because they rip it off. So I have about 4 or 5, I think, as backups.
Grandpa's always ready.
That's right. So they play in the driveway with that one. Even though we have a bigger one that's that I welded up years ago. It was an old Standard Oil sign, and it's all set up as well. And it was a perfect 10 feet on the end with the backboard up. So,
sure,
but it'll last forever beyond me.
Caleb and I both said earlier in terms of this is a fundraiser. You know, I mean, we're trying to raise funds, but it's really, we try to have fun along the way, kind of mixing in the sugar in with. And WWIB has always been about that, with the seriousness of the gospel, the good news of the message of Jesus, but with a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal about what we do, because we have people like yourself, and you have fun, and all of our staff as well, and we have fun. You know, getting together, and we look out for each other. I hope that's true. We try to, and God's really blessed us with a wonderful staff of people. And I call it Christian radio, but real radio. I think WCCO Minneapolis said real radio, 830 WCCO, and we're trying to carry that on because we don't want to just speak to the walls or not have people tuned in. So we do a lot of things like you guys doing play-by-play sports on the AM side and very active. I think it's really wonderful that we're active with people, and you guys travel along with people and you get a lot of different chit-chatting with different ones, and you have people that you work with and in the schools. So I think it's really neat to be in a ministry and still have a chance to rub shoulders with the world and you guys have a chance to share Christ with people while you're traveling along, I'm sure.
And again, what we're doing here with Hope and Hoops with this fundraiser is there's a nonprofit branch, Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, that people can give to tax deductibly to support 20 different programs here on WWIB. And that's what they can pledge for here at 715-396-1670. You can shoot us a text. Terry's going to be taking 5 shots in studio on this little Tykes hoop, which is a little harder than it sounds. You can pledge per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount. We've got a great prize, a $24 2-day shooting pass from the range there at Moldy's Archery and Tackle just across the street here in Halley. So a great opportunity here for someone to get that as a thank you gift and also support programs that get the gospel out on the air.
So it won't be long. You'll be using a putting green. Is that right?
Yeah, that's coming up.
Latter half of the month.
So you've been practicing?
A little bit.
Couple.
I'm not very good
one
at
day.
That.
One day. I'm glad there's multiple holes.
Better
there's multiple
at basketball,
holes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank all the listeners for their support that have given to the nonprofit, and the board of directors, too, who have been faithful all these years to mm-hmm. be part of that as well and part of the ministry there. And I'm just thankful for the programmers, too, that have provided the programming and their work effort as well.
Well, tell you what, your wonderful wife, Carol, a pledge of $50 per make, $10 per miss, and we've got some others in there as well.
I was thinking, what I was going to say is this morning, I heard in the news, like, Dolly Parton, she lost her husband.
Of almost 60 years, Carl Dean, yeah.
I think they said 63.
Okay.
And Carol and I have been married about 53 years. I shouldn't say about.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about that. And there, you have a song, I think, that you've played in the past, haven't you? That you air with her voice.
Dolly Parton, yeah, she's on a couple. She's on one with
Zach Williams
and she's on some others.
Country too, yeah.
And she's got her Dollywood, I think it's down there. I call it, I've never been inside of it, but I've been by it. And I would call it the Wisconsin Dells type.
Right.
Sure.
Park that's
for
down
sure.
there as well.
All right, before you go to Rebound, Caleb, maybe recap who the supporters we've got for Terry here, and then after he takes the 5 shots, we'll find out later. We'll do the drawing.
And last-second pledges are welcome. You can get in that drawing again for a 2-day, $24 value shooting pass from Moldy's Archery and Tackle shooting range pass there just across the street here in Halley. The pledges are as follows. The Dorney Grandkids, $5 per basket made or missed for Grandpa, and so that's $25 flat pledge. Randy Vandaloo from Stanley with the same pledge, $25 flat. Thank you so much. Carol, the wonderful wife of Terry, $50 per make, $10 per miss. So putting the pressure on Terry to make all 5 here. And then we just heard from Bill Custer. Thank you so much, Bill, for a wonderfully generous pledge of $20 per made basket. And 715-396-1670. Anybody who wants to sneak in a last-second pledge, you certainly can by texting that number.
All right, so Caleb's the rebounder. Terry's the shooter. And I got the play-by-play, so, okay, here we go. Go ahead. Terry's a lefty, so here we go. First one on the way, off the mark a little bit. Now, Caleb missed his first one, but the next 4 yesterday. Oh, second one off the mark. Again, practice is easier. The third one, around and in. There we go. 1 for 3. Greg went 2 for 5 earlier. Oh, that one comes a little short. To try to match Greg for one last toss here this morning. There it is on the way. Came up short. So there's the 1 for 5 this morning. It's harder than it looks. We've been saying that for years here. And we'll hear what the shooter has to say. The rebounder's returned to his seat.
I have, yes. I did not do the greatest job rebounding, and I think I kind of put Terry out of his rhythm there, too, because that ball comes off the rim a little awkwardly again. Huh. There's not a lot of give in a hard plastic rim. So yeah. My rebounding was not quite up to snuff. I will say that.
Well, Bill, thank you for covering for me. I appreciate that very much. And I have really fond memories working with Bill when I was basically a high school kid at the farm. And I'll never forget your dad, Ernie. I was cultivating, I think it was in the dark with the cultivator, Bill.